The Woodstock Film Festival is getting ready for its 24th anniversary, September 27th through October 1st, to be presented at venues throughout the Hudson Valley towns of Woodstock, Rosendale, and Saugerties, as well as online. This year's festival is showcasing 28 feature narrative films, 26 feature documentaries by distinguished and emerging directors, with 9 world premieres, 7 U.S. premieres, 9 East Coast premieres, and 16 New York premieres, as well as 107 outstanding short live-action films, documentaries, animation, and music videos. In addition, 8 unique live musical performances will follow select films, 7 panels will address diverse issues relating to film and entertainment, complementing this year's lineup. Most films will be followed by filmmaker Q&As. This year's Lifetime Achievement Award will be awarded to the renowned filmmaker James Ivory. To tell us about this amazing event, we welcome the Woodstock Film Festival co-founder and executive director, Myra Blaustein. Good morning, Myra. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning, Joe. Always great to be back here.
Wonderful to have you on the program. We were reminiscing before we went on. I think when you started the festival, we were just starting the show, and you've been on every year since. So this is a lovely reminder of just how far we've come over a quarter of a century.
And how old we are.
Yeah, well,
we don't need to mention
that part. It's wonderful to have you. So, what some semblance of normality, right, back to the festival?
Total semblance of normality. I mean, it's we still have films that are showing online, but that's just in addition to everything that's happening. We have so many movies and so many concerts and so many panels and so many parties and more. And it's all totally live. I mean, it's in person, and people are coming from all over the country and the world to be at the festival this year. It's amazing.
Is there, what was it like putting it together and as far as choosing the films of what comes to your attention and that you say, okay, this is what we would like to do?
It was a lot of work.
Always is.
We received more than twice the submissions, the film submissions this year than last year. I mean, the most we ever received. So you had to take a long time and utilize a lot of people to sift through all the submissions. And in addition to that, we go out to film festivals, we talk to filmmakers, to producers, and seek out and solicit other films that have not been submitted to us. And it's a long thought process and a lot of viewing that bring us to the place where we finally have made the selections. And I tell you, my least favorite day of the year is when we send the rejection letters to thousands of filmmakers. It's, you know, it breaks my heart, but obviously you can't show everything.
No. But the ones that were chosen were chosen for great reason, and yes, they're amazing films and amazing works that fit into the vibe of the Woodstock Film Festival.
Yes, I mean, there are, you know, often people ask me if there are themes. There really aren't ever any themes, but they somehow form themselves. We have a lot of music events this year, music films and music events, you know, so that is synonymous of Woodstock heritage. But we have the Zombies coming to play. We have actor Michael Imperioli who has a band. We have Kiefer Sutherland performing. We have a renowned Japanese musicians and filmmaker Kishibashi performing. There are a lot of performances. And they all are followed, by the way, film screenings that are attached to them or related to them. But in terms of, say, themes or subjects, really have a lot of political discourse, social responsibility, and environmental issues. I would say that we have definitely more than 10 films that are just about that realm. And it really tells you what filmmakers are engaged with today, because there's so many films, good, really good films, that really delve deep into those subjects. And all those filmmakers are going to be in attendance, all of them. And it's so great because you don't only see the film, but you get to meet the filmmaker and talk to them and understand the backstory behind making those movies.
Now, as far as the filmmakers being there, is that something that you request and or require, or is it just something that filmmakers naturally want to do?
We certainly request. We do not require. But by and large, filmmakers want to be there when their films are being shown and the audience is attending it live. They want to meet the audience. They want to meet other filmmakers. It's good for them. It's good for them as an experience, and it's good for them in terms of their career, and also in terms of press for their films. So they, I mean, it's just definitely a good.
Well, obviously,
thing for
good
them.
For us as the audience, yeah, because we get to ask questions about what we've just,
yes,
seen and to take part. Some of the most meaningful moments I've had at the festival are those Q&As. They're fascinating.
Oh, and they're fantastic. And we have so many. I mean, we have well-known people like, you know, Sofia Coppola, who's basically American royalty, daughter of Francis Ford Coppola, if anyone doesn't still know, is coming to the festival because she produced one of the films that we're showing, Fairyland, which is great. But we have, we have renowned people coming to do the Q&As, and we have filmmakers who are just starting out. But we have a lot of Oscar winners and Academy Award nominated filmmakers. Barbara Coppola, who's 2 times Academy Award winner, has the documentary. Gumbo Coalition. I forgot for a second.
No worries.
Gumbo Coalition. It's a great film. We have Matthew Heineman, who we're actually showing his the East Coast premiere of his film, American Symphony, about John Batiste.
And I just started watching that. It's remarkable.
Amazing. Yeah. It was just acquired by Netflix and Michelle and Barack Obama's company for a lot of money. Just like yesterday that happened. And so Matthew is coming, of course, and John Batiste may come. That's American Symphony. So you have people like that who are very accomplished, but then again, you have people who just starting out and their films are just as passionate and just as amazing.
When you, Meyer Blaustein is our guest. We are talking about the Woodstock Film Festival, which takes place September 27th through October 1st, and is always one of the huge events in our region each and every year, and celebrating its 24th anniversary this year. You can find out more information about all of the cool stuff if you're busy trying to find a paper and pen. You can hold off on that. Just go to woodstockfilmfestival.org and find out all the information that you'll need later on. As far as things that, let's say, things under the radar, we have all these big names,
yeah,
we have all these big parties, we have all these wonderful films, all these Oscar winners. So for things that perhaps are below the radar to fill out our dance card, what would you recommend?
Well, I always like to recommend the documentaries, and so many of them you will not be able to watch anywhere outside of the Woodstock Film Festival. So let's talk the film Defiant, which honestly actually was made by an Academy Award nominated filmmaker, but it's still not a big film. But that film is about Ukraine with unparalleled access to specifically the foreign minister of Ukraine, but to a lot of the movers and shakers of Ukraine in terms juxtaposed with the Russian war against Ukraine. So that's a very strong film. And of course, the filmmakers will be there. Hollywood Gate is another small documentary that was made. An American journalist was given full access to go and join one of the Taliban's camps. And it's you are watching this film and you are like, you're there with him because he's doing sort of like he was given this access, but then he's also doing all this secretive stuff that he was not supposed to. And it really gives you, I mean, first they seem so fine, regular people, nice maybe, but then you really see, I mean, some of the horrors. So that's Hollywood. Of course, the filmmaker will be there. Another film that's And again, a documentary. It's called Another Body, and that's about deep fake. And we all know, we hear so much about deep fake and how scary that can be. And it really is. And this one focuses on just a high school girl who suddenly find herself on pornographic sites. And of course, she was never there, but and all her friends and high school and everybody sees that, plus a lot of scary strangers. And she's on a mission to figure out who did it and get him into trouble, basically. You have to watch and see it if indeed that happens. But those are some of the many, many films who you wouldn't know anything about, but you should really discover because they're amazing. And you'll learn a lot and be inspired.
When you talk about learning a lot and being inspired, I mean, that was really the idea of the festival all along, right?
Yes.
I mean, it was to bring us access to things that perhaps we would not otherwise get to see. And even, I'm going to ramble just a little bit.
That's okay.
Just a tiny little ramble, which is that, but it's Woodstock, it's okay to ramble, right? You get an opportunity, and we think with all this increased technology and with all kinds of streaming services that we would have more access, and we certainly do. But it seems to me like libraries, it's the job of a film festival to kind of tap us on the shoulder and say, oh, but this is special.
Yes.
And this is something, there's so much out there, this is really something that you should be paying attention to.
Yes, and absolutely. And actually, I mean, festivals, the way they curate films, they're the ones also who give the boost to any given film. When a respected curator decides to include your film at the festival, it does give it this extra push and really helps it with its journey towards, you know, getting acquired and going and coming into the audiences all over the world. I guess I should not neglect to talk a little bit about some of the narratives, because I spoke more about the documentaries. Because with the narratives, which is, you know, fiction films, we have the big films. We have Fair Play, which is a huge, that's the film that's opening night film at the festival. I saw it at Sundance. It was immediately bought by Netflix for $20 million, which is a lot, you know, quite a bit of change.
Yeah.
And that's a very... Yeah, three of the filmmakers will be there in attendance. It's a steamy movie. It's a fabulous movie. And everybody's going to end up seeing it probably on Netflix, but I highly recommend that they see it in Woodstock, because you'll get to meet the filmmakers. But then again, you have the tiny movies. You have Ramona at Midlife, which is, Joe, you'd love it, because it is, she's a writer in midlife. She's having a midlife crisis with, you know, men and career, and it's very funny and affectionate. And I don't want to give away the ending, but she is, her passion is writing, so it ends well. but it's a small film, and I just had one of the many, many films that I love. There's another small film called Three Birthdays, and it's a world premiere, actually, at the festival. And it's set during the Penn State, what happened in the 70s at Penn.
Right.
And it's mother, father, and teenage daughter all having their birthdays in the course of 3 days, and each one of them is going through their own upheaval and sort of its own revolution juxtaposed with what's happening in the country. It's really great.
One of the things that I always look forward to are the discussions,
yes,
are the panels, are the opportunities to sit down with a moderator and have an in-depth discussion on an issue. You're doing that this year as well, as you always do, and some real powerhouse discussions to take place.
Yeah, some of them are the easy sales kind of thing. Like, we have actors who direct panels. So you have Steve Buscemi and Matthew Modine and Brittany Snow. All of them have films at the festival that they directed, and they're going to be talking about you know, what drives them to work also behind the camera and not just in front of the camera. And that will be moderated by actor, director, producer, and entrepreneur, Mary Stuart Masterson. But you also have kind of smaller panels, I suppose, but even though they're just as incredibly interesting, we have a panel about climate change and greening of film production. Like, what can filmmakers do to help with the sustainability and stop what's happening with the environment and improve our environment by the way they're making films? And we have experts in the field talking about that. We also have a panel just about the state of independent films with everything that's happening now with the streamers and with the current strikes. We actually have two panels about this that relate to the strikes. But the state of independent films, that would really examine where we've come from, because independent cinema in America was at its heyday, right, in the 90s and the beginning of the 2000s, and now it's definitely struggling. So how can we shift that paradigm? And we have top notch people, including the head of Sundance Film Festival, speaking on that panel. Yeah, I mean, you know, we have a wonderful masterclass for anybody who wants to be writing for film or television. Ron Nicewarner, who is one of the best screenwriter for film and television, will be there and teach the participants how to, you know, like all the how-tos and how to get ahead. And there's another panel about the strikes, and that is featuring of all people the amazing Neil Gaiman, it's put together by the Writers Guild of America and NYWFT, which is New York Women in Film and Television, and they'll be talking about what's happening with both the Writers Guild and SAG, and how to, you know, where are we going from here.
So a quick throwaway question, and then my big finale.
Okay.
Which is, are you concerned about next year's? Will the strikes have an impact on you?
It will probably have an impact on everybody, just because there may be less films out there because there are no productions happening right now. So that would be the only concern. Honestly, next year is our 25th anniversary. I have huge plans. It's going to be great. I'm All not right. concerned. But I think the fact that so many productions are not happening now will affect everybody.
Good side of that. Less rejection letters.
Yes.
At very least. I don't want to forget James Ivory, who you're going to be honoring at the festival as well in an event with Peter Cameron, which will be fascinating.
It will be amazing. And we're honoring him both with the screening, City of Your Final Destination, and which is based on the novel by Peter Cameron, who is not restricted by the Writers Guild because he's a novelist, and so he's going to be there with James. And then we'll honor him at the awards ceremony, which is later that evening. James, as you know, I mean, he's 95 years old, yeah, but he's very active still. He goes out just about every night and does a lot of different things. So he's going to be with us for a few days, and I mean, from Room with a View, there's so many amazing films that James have done. I think you're going to be talking to him.
That's right. Ian Pickus will be talking to both James Ivory and Peter Cameron for an interview that we will hear on Tuesday, the 26th, in our 10:30 half hour. So that'll be a wonderful event to happen as well. Obviously, leading up to the Woodstock Film Festival. Any last words of advice on how to plan our weekend in Woodstock?
Go on our website, woodstockfilmfestival.org. Check out the lineup. I always recommend to people to be bold and sample a few different things. See some of the documentaries, some of the narratives. Don't forget the shorts programs. We have some really, really amazing stuff. Go to a panel or two. Check out some of the concerts. Have fun. And if you see that something is sold out on the website, sorry, don't get discouraged. Just get there early. There are going to be standby lines everywhere. I apologize. I have a cough.
Right. Yeah, that's fine. And
so, you know, just immerse yourself in it. There's so many people coming. They're all really great. They want to meet the audience. So often, you know, you don't just have the Q&A at the theater, but then everybody's like milling about outside talking to the filmmaker. And the filmmakers love it. They want it to interact. So have fun.
I am so inspired by what you do each and every year and bring this incredible event together and to really put these fantastic films on the map. It's the Woodstock Film Festival celebrating its 24th year, woodstockfilmfestival.org for more information. It takes place September 27th through the 1st of October. Myra Blaustein is the Woodstock Film Festival co-founder and executive director. Thank you so much for all your wonderful work, and thank you for sharing with us. It's always a delight to have you on this program.
Thank you for having me. I'll see you at the movies.
Look forward to it. Thank you. Again, find out more information at woodstockfilmfestival.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.